Today seems like the perfect day to discover a new you. Life is about the journey, the adventure, the crazy ride of it all. Live your desires and create your own destiny. Why not start your journey with me today?
Hi, Dro.
What's up,
Dro?
Hey, Dro.
Hi, Dro.
What's happening, Dro?
Hi, Dro.
Hey, what's up, Dro?
What up, Dro?
Hi, Dro.
Hey guys, welcome back to And So It Begins with me, of course, your host, Almighty Dro. It's Wednesday, hump day. I love that I chose Wednesday for my episodes to drop because it was originally going to be Sunday, but I feel like Wednesday was so much better of a choice because it's the middle of the week. We are halfway there. And I feel like my podcast just gives you guys like a little boost or something to think about for the rest of the week. I for sure want it to be a positive light in the week for you guys. I want every show to make you feel like more empowered or at least understood on things you might feel or be going through. So Sunday was Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. And my family came from Chicago and was out here, which I totally loved. The kids did an Easter egg hunt and they were all so happy when they got like the golden eggs and opened them up and had money. So I have like a gate around my backyard and behind that is like a pond and some trees. But I found out this Easter that my babies, that's what I call my nieces and nephews, my babies. Well, they don't know how to hop fences. I'm not saying that's mandatory to know, but baby, when I was younger, us kids were outside and jumping over gates was just essential most days. But I realized kids really don't be outside like that anymore, or they just don't do things outside like what we were doing to be jumping over gates. So now, as an active auntie, I will be making sure they know how to hop a fence, which isn't the most important thing, but it's something they will know how to do. So guys, OMG, Ramadan is almost over. And I just feel like this year, it went by so fast. Like, I had so many goals set to accomplish during Ramadan. And I'm not gonna lie, I haven't accomplished them all. But I do feel like this peace of mind has shown me the goals I need to really focus on. And not what I thought I wanted for the rest of my year. Or hell, just my life in general. So it's 7 days left of Ramadan. And that just feels so crazy to me, but I really like the tower moments I feel like I have had with myself, especially when I pray. And I've been doing a lot of my prayers in Arabic, which was a major goal, and I will continue to practice the Arabic prayers after Ramadan too. I love getting back in tune with not only myself but my spirituality. Like, I've been telling so many people, like, I can't wait to drink again. But I'm honestly not even thinking about a drink. I feel like if you walk out of something like Ramadan ready to get back into bad habits or just old ways, then you didn't really learn anything or take away anything from like the fasting journey. But I'm not judging anyone, because if I do get drunk or something after this, I don't want anyone to judge me either. Ramadan ends next Tuesday, so you guys will hear the next episode on the day after it's over. And I can't wait to just kind of recap and say how I feel about my fast being over. But I've been telling you guys about my journey every week already, so it won't be anything too surprising next week. I'm still just like really shocked that Ramadan is almost over, because last year just felt so long. Like, it might have been what I was going through in life and just like my situation at that time, but I swear it seemed like forever. But I went through a lot last year, and Ramadan it broke me down. And this year I don't feel as broken down, but I feel like my mindset is stronger. Like, I've grown so much in my mindset and just how I react to certain situations that I can handle things I go through better. So this Ramadan, when I did go through little obstacles of things, it wasn't too major of an impact on my life. So yeah, I'm just happy that I've made it this far and it's almost over. Yay. Well, not yay because it was very good, but yay because I'd be so thirsty throughout the day. Y'all don't understand. Now that we did our little recap per usual, and y'all are updated with my life. Let's get into this week's discussion. Well, really just topic, because it's only me on here just yapping away per usual. I'm gonna get right into it after I say this. When I went to Chicago a couple weeks ago, I think I dropped episode 7 and talked about me going to Chicago. But I had met up with a friend of mine, Erica, and I loved catching up with Erica. She just makes me so happy. I'm so glad I ever met her and that I can still stay in touch with her. But when we were talking, we started talking about my podcast, and she was like, "I just love that for you, Dro, because you know, you just love to talk." And that was so funny to me because I can for sure talk my butt off, but I can hold a conversation. I just thought that was the funniest thing. But no, seriously, we're gonna get right into this episode. I just had to mention that. So this week is about comfortability, being comfortable with being uncomfortable in life. I'm gonna say that one more time. Being comfortable with being uncomfortable in life. I wanted to talk about this because I keep saying to everyone to upgrade their life and remove negativity, also certain people out of their lives. But as easy or even as hard as that sounds, the uncomfortability we feel as we are doing these things to better ourselves in the long run are sometimes hard to cope with. It's hard not talking to the person every day you were on FaceTime with because you're noticing your goals and desires are different. Or not even that, you just feel your mindset leveling up in a way that they don't understand. And you're like, how can I just distance myself from my best friend or someone I love? When I said look at your friends and change your surroundings, I never said it would be easy. I'm just saying you have to at least start somewhere. And your day-to-day lifestyle and conversations are the best place to start having change. I heard a video this week where this girl said she used to think it was so unhinged when she would be watching the news sometimes and someone would be like, "I've had this lion since it was a baby in my apartment and he's a part of the family now." But then they grow to just like a crazy size, and once they grow to that crazy size, they want to get rid of the lion and give them back to the zoo or the wild because he's so big that he has outgrown their home. Then she proceeds to say that they gave it back because they never really had the resources to take care of the lion. They had the resources to take care of a cub. So when the cubs start growing into a lion, they just didn't know what to do, which caused them to have to get rid of them or not be in the same setting as them anymore. So she then says that there are some people in your life that are ending their friendships with you because they don't have the resources to accommodate you at the size that you have grown or are growing to. They didn't expect you to have a healing journey or a period of growth, or they didn't expect for your business to grow to the size that it's grown to, and they are simply not interested in being in your life anymore. So you need to just make room. Make room because people shouldn't make you feel bad for becoming what you were supposed to be all along. You should have friends in your life that want you to be greater. So make room and let go and grow past that. I loved hearing that because that's exactly what I've been trying to explain to people around me or just have conversations about to friends. I love this scenario so much because sometimes we do outgrow people and situations in our life, but feel as though we need to still accommodate the people that we are outgrowing because we aren't the most comfortable with welcoming in new things or people. We are uncomfortable thinking of leaving family and friends behind because we feel bad for leveling up and that they haven't. But one thing I think about always, like literally daily, is we all wake up and the first thing we feel is our own heartbeat. The first look of our day is through our own eyes, and we are always with ourselves. The same 24 hours you are using to better yourself or try to accomplish a goal or desire are the same 24 hours someone around you has. All the books I've read that were autobiographies always show that most people have their darkest moments in life right before their best days. I'm actually reading Nigger by Dick Gregory, and I know this is one of my Uncle Goose's favorite books, and now I see why. This book has made me cry and laugh, feel sad and happy, and really just has had me so intrigued. Like every time I pick it up, I really do not want to put it down. I'm so happy this is the book that I was directed to at this point in my life right now, while I'm fasting and starting to really let go of my fears of just having a voice in this world. Dick Gregory really shows you that you can't give up because right when you feel your lowest, something life-changing can happen out of thin air. And his wife, Lillian, was just so amazing and a real woman to look up to. She always had faith in him and never let his money troubles get in the way of their love. She stood by him in all of his darkest hours and motivated him and picked him up and just overall made him push harder, which not only made him love her more, but truly appreciate every aspect of her. I feel like we all need a Lillian in our life, someone that will let you know it's okay to fail, just continue to chase your dreams. Continue to know that you can be among the greatest of the greats one day. Not people that are going to make you feel less than for leveling up in your life. Change your mindset and your surroundings. Be okay with being uncomfortable. Be okay with having nights where all you have is yourself to be with. When you are really just alone with yourself and you have to talk to yourself and have those pep talks like, you got this, or you can be this. No one will believe in you unless you believe in you. No one can give you confidence or the courage to chase your dreams and be what you really are supposed to be in this world. Sometimes being comfortable with being uncomfortable is what we need to become the person we are destined to be in this world. I think it might be true when people say, disappear for 6 months from the world and just come back and you will be so much better. I think that's true because imagine just taking time to grow within yourself and only worrying about how you feel about yourself and not the thoughts of the world for 6 whole months. I was having a conversation with this guy I'm friends with a while ago, and he was just venting to me, but basically he's a model, but he's like a street guy. But he's a model and his career is getting way bigger. So he was going to do a photo shoot with a kilt on, and his friends basically started to clown him and say like he's gay for that and just overall really hurt his feelings. But I told him like, what are they doing? Because you own a business and they all work for you. They all have baby mama drama and barely are even making money to take care of themselves. You own a business and your career is blooming into something you never even imagined. Scottish people don't see a kilt as gay. They see that as part of their culture, and you know what you are. I told him, like I've said in a previous episode, you cannot tell your dreams to non-dreamers. You really cannot. Like, I just want that to sink in every time I say that. You cannot tell dreams to non-dreamers. You cannot say what you want to do to people who don't even see a vision for anything in their life. You cannot let people who have no goals make you feel like your goals are not achievable or that what you dream doesn't matter. That what you dream will only ever be that, a dream. No, distance yourself and put yourself in environments where people root for your success, where you get so comfortable with being uncomfortable that you don't have anything standing in the way of you and your dreams. You have no fears because you've been alone and you've been uncomfortable. No one can stop you from being your true self. Level up. Because it's time. It's April. We are in quarter two of 2024, and it is your time. It is your time to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I want y'all to think that one sentence to yourself all week long. Even just keep saying it back to yourself, that you are comfortable with being uncomfortable because you are chasing more than a facade. You are chasing a real lifestyle for yourself. You are not trying to be in the low poverty, low vibrational percent of this world. Be someone that you would look up to. Be someone that when you need motivation, you can watch or read about. Learn how to make yourself your motivation and stop telling your dreams to non-dreamers. When God puts an idea in your head, it's for a reason. When God gives you a skill in life, it's for a reason. Now it's up to you to find that reason, but always go with your gut feeling and your intuition in life. Your intuition will take you so far in life, especially with relationships around you, whether personal or business. Don't deny those slight feelings you have when something feels off or too good to be true. Don't let people just get in your head either. That's why I say be comfortable with just being with yourself, because learning you will help you progress in this world and to be a better person. Learn to make yourself laugh, to watch a movie with yourself, go out with yourself, or hell, even learn to be okay with crying to yourself. When you do this, you program your brain to trust in you, to trust in your feelings, in your emotions, in your actions. That will be a topic on a different day, though, when I start to discuss Joe Dispenza. And if you know that name, it's one of those situations like, if you know, you know, because Joe Dispenza, he be talking that stuff. And right after I finished this book, Nigger, by Dick Gregory, and I really do not want to anyone to take offense to me saying that because that's really the title of the book. But once I finish that book, I am going to be reading Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza. Actually, I should say Dr. Joe Dispenza because he's a doctor. But I'm going to be reading that with my friend Rachel. We're going to do like a little two-person book club thing and just read that together and discuss it, which I'm very excited about. And see, I got a friend that's, you know, helping me to do better. Because I do want to knock out certain books every month this year, even 2 books at a time a month if I can. So it's good to have somebody that I know like I could read this book with. And I actually told her about another book we're going to read, but I'll talk about that another time. I want you guys to not get distracted on what I'm trying to get through to you, which is being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because at the end of the day, we were brought into this world alone and we will leave this world alone. I'm going to end the topic there. But as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And I figured I would say a Dick Gregory quote just because of the book. And before I say the quote, I truly just do want to say this, even though I just said I like the book. Everyone, if you haven't read the book, please go read that book by Dick Gregory. It is an autobiography. Please go read that book because I damn near want to read it over and over and I still have a couple pages left. This book is so inspiring and just motivated me and made me think about things that I don't think I've even thought about in forever or realized about my own life. But okay. The quote is, I never learned hate at home or shame. I had to go to school for that. And I like this quote, even though it's super short and simple, because as kids, we are made to believe that we can do whatever we dream. And as we get older, the world makes us feel that that's not the case and our dreams are impossible. As kids, you could have the biggest dreams in the world. You could tell someone you want to be an astronaut and they're going to tell you, yes, baby, you could be an astronaut. And then the older you get, they say, oh, you know, you got to go to school for this and this. You really want to do that? And it's like, why are you asking me, do I really want to do something when I just told you what I want to do, what my dream is? They knock your dreams. And that's why I love that quote, because you don't learn bad things at home, or you could, but you don't learn it just as a kid until you go out into the world and people knock your dreams or your ambition. So delete what the world and others make you feel. Believe in you and remember for the rest of the week, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm gonna say it one more time for y'all because I want this to be in y'all head for the whole week. I want people to be texting me like, I'm gonna be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I want DMs about this. I want to hear this. This is what y'all need to say for the whole week. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So as we started with Hydro, bye, Dro. Bye, guys.